Nolte, CNN's freak show of violence and racism hit 17 new lows this week. By John Nolte on October 14, 2018. Here is the thing that is so amusing about CNN. Pretty much every day the far-left network engages in numerous acts of self-humiliation. A Don Lemon or Chris Cuomo or Jake Tapper or Brian Stelter says or does something that forever stains their character. That reveals the hideous person beneath, and for what? If CNN had anything other than tragic ratings, if CNN were in second place or even close to second place, I could understand the shamelessness, the tabloid approach to covering politics. But CNN's ratings are not only awful, they are miraculously awful. Not only is CNN in far last place, the least trusted name in news does not even have a breakout star or show. Throughout all of last quarter, and only in competition with two other networks, MSNBC and Fox, not a single CNN show, not even one, placed in the top 20. Think about how awful CNN is to accomplish such a thing. To only have two other networks to compete with and still not place even one show in the top 20 throughout an entire quarter. Here's another scenario that might make sense of CNN's relentless campaign of self-degradation. Let's say CNN's ratings are just as bad, but with breaking stories and smart reporting, CNN is having an impact on public opinion and the news cycle. If that was the case, I could understand the freak show, because having an impact matters. And if it takes a freak show to have an impact, so be it. Except, CNN has no impact at all. All of the big stories CNN broke this year turned out to be fake news. And ever since Carl Bernstein's disgrace, CNN has pretty much stopped reporting. Like a prize fighter who got knocked out, the anti-Trump channel seems scared to get back in the ring. So what does CNN do instead? CNN is now a 24/7, left-wing echo chamber of hate, violence, and flamingly awful hot takes, a safe space by way of an anti-Trump safe space by way of panel after panel after panel of unimpressive people who all agree with one another, signaling their own virtue and spewing poison at their political enemies. So here is my theory as to why CNN has decided to become a full-time freak show. Nothing CNN chief Jeff Zucker has tried over the last 5 years has succeeded. Nothing. His morning show, which should have been his crown jewel, is one of the lowest-rated shows in all of cable news. Overall, Zucker has failed utterly in lifting CNN's ratings out of far last place. In fact, CNN sheds viewers by double digits most every month. So that leaves Carnival Barker Zucker and his circus geeks with only one option, to put on the freak show. The only thing CNN has left, the only way CNN can garner attention anymore is through self-abasement, is to capture our attention as we wait to see just how low Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, Jake Tapper, Brian Stelter and the rest are willing to go. All CNN has left is to bite the heads off of chickens in the hopes it will go viral. Because that is, well, something, that is at least some level of celebrity, some form of attention. In other words, CNN is in a position where it has nothing to lose. Things could not possibly get worse, so why hide? Why be professional? Why be decent? With nothing left to lose, CNN staffers are free to reveal themselves as the unscrupulous, mean-spirited, clueless, angry babies they really are. And there is no doubt that President Trump's ongoing successes combined with last week's confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court and Kanye West opening his eyes to the 50-year failure of the Democrat Party has freaked out the CNN freaks in ways we have never before seen. This week was a week of all new lows at CNN, 17 by my count, and I probably missed a few. In no particular order. Christian Amanpour defines rape as harassment. Although former President Bill Clinton has been credibly accused of rape, exposing himself, and groping a widow desperate for a job, in her softball interview with two-time presidential loser Hillary Clinton, Amanpour described all of those alleged atrocities as sexual harassment. Rapey Democrats sure got it good at CNN. Jim Sciutto says allegations are evidence. Sciutto, a former Obama appointee, argued that Christine Blasey Ford does in fact have evidence proving Justice Brett Kavanaugh attempted to assault her 36 years ago. She doesn't, because her allegation is evidence. And an apple is a banana. Chris Cuomo reads Trump's mind and finds racism. Never go the full Frito. Don Lemon uses the corpse of Kanye West's mother to beat him with. While Frito was reading the mind of a living person, The Vile Lemon read the mind of Kanye West's dead mother as a means to punish West for his wrongthink. Jake Tapper's Lily White panel tells Kanye West how to keep it real. When you want to know about the state of hip-hop, Jake, Jeremy, Jackie, Bill, and Nowhere got the beats. Oh, and they also belittled Kanye as mentally ill. April Ryan sex tape. CNN's April Ryan maliciously lashed out at Kanye West's political apostasy by using R&B artist Ray J, who made a sex tape with Kanye's wife Kim Kardashian 15 years ago, years before she and Kanye got together. SE Cup belittles Kanye West as mentally ill. The sellout queen, who earns some of the lowest ratings in all of cable television, sucked up to her paymasters by belittling Kanye as mentally ill. I thought that was really sad. I think you have there a man who's clearly not okay and a president who's willing to exploit that, the bespectacled mean girl said. And worse, to exploit that under the auspices of race relations and black communities. Joblessness, mental health, all the things that ended up in this bucket of issues that were sort of addressed in this free-for-all. Kanye is a Negro who doesn't read. Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read, said CNN commentator Bakari Sellers as Don Lemon laughed like a supervillain. That'll teach Kanye to think for himself. Kanye is a token Negro. Black folks are about to trade Kanye in the racial draft, said CNN's Tara Setmeyer. They've had it with him. He's an attention whore like the president. He's the token Negro of the Trump administration. That'll teach Kanye to leave the political party that has governed every urban area of black despair in America for 50 years. CNN says mobs have a constitutional right to force Republicans to leave public spaces. The good news is that CNN has stopped disguising its bottomless hatred towards Trump supporters. CNN smears Clarence Thomas as an accused rapist. No less than CNN's White House reporter Caitlin Collins proved just how ignorant and unethical she is, a resume enhancer when you work for Jeff Zucker, by spreading the fake news that Thomas was accused of a sexual assault. Collins actually said this during the swearing-in ceremony for Brett Kavanaugh, emphasis added. Clarence Thomas, who of course, during his confirmation hearings was also accused of sexual assault, was there clapping, as well. Of course. Of course. In CNN's world, if you are a Democrat credibly accused of rape, groping a widow, and exposing yourself, that is simple harassment. But if you are right-of-center Supreme Court justice, those debunked harassment allegations are rape. CNN spreads conspiracy theories about Nikki Haley's resignation. CNN hired the guy from Playboy and got exactly what it wanted, a fellow spreader of fake news and conspiracy theories. Jake Tapper compares secret Clinton Lynch tarmac meeting to Trump's not-at-all-secret meeting with Rod Rosenstein. This is the equivalent of intellectually pouring gasoline all over yourself with the first tweet and then lighting an exploding cigar with the second. Poor Jake Tapper. I'm old enough to remember when he had some self-respect. CNN can't stop talking about Trump's member. Tabloid TV. After trying to disqualify Kavanaugh over college behavior, we learn this about Caitlin Collins. Brian Stelter falls in love with member of the anti-Kavanaugh mob. Brian Stelter chose this as the image that defined the Kavanaugh confirmation saga. After pointing and laughing at the left-wing conspiracy theorist, the rest of the world decided upon this. CNN accuses Kanye West of putting on a minstrel show. CNN's cruelty and hate have no bottom. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.